Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 what's up, world? It's Badass Thuggin' like I usually do. And you better turn it up, bust some speakers out, cause we off the motherfucking cuff. You dig how we do it? Dog Pound Gangsters 2000 and beyond. Yo, yo, check this out. This is your girl, Cola Coke, and I'm chilling with my boys right here on Off the Cuff Radio. Cause we off the cuff right now. You dig?
What's up? It's your boy Lil Yap from LLV, bragging up from the river, cooling with my homies and my family at Off the Cuff Radio. Y'all be sure to tune in on Fridays and get the latest scoop and find out what's happening. You hear me?
And this Queen Queasy, your girl's favorite bartender.
And we're from
Sex on the Rocks Podcast.
Alright, you're now tuning in to Off the Cuff Radio.
Yeah, because they keep representing that world hip hop. Well, much love.
Alright. Y'all, this is Princess Daisy giving a shout out to King Eric and Off the Cuff Radio. Keep doing your thing, puppy.
Hey y'all, this is Stacey Lachey giving a shout out to King Eric and Off the Cuff Radio.
What's shaking, y'all? This is the Grand, one half of Lost Cause and one third of that Drive Time thing. Sending my love to the homies over at Off the Cuff Radio. Tune in every Friday night for some real deal hip hop conversation. These dudes are the connoisseurs of this thing. You already know what it is. BX Stand Up, Hud City, we're shaking. Peace.
Yo, this is Joe Fresh the Dime, and y'all tuned in to the most raw, uncut show on radio. The Guillotine Team, Off the Cuff, and yo, Eric Sandman, off of these clowns.
Yeah.
That nigga, I say it's fuck that nigga. Oh, that nigga, I say yeah. Fuck that nigga. Pop that, fuck that nigga, drop a bag on me.
Pop that, fuck that nigga, drop a bag on me. Pop that, fuck that nigga, drop a bag on me. Pop that, fuck that nigga, drop a bag on me. Go hard on the dick, hard on the dick. Now go hard on the dick, hard on the dick. Now go hard on the dick, hard on the dick. Now go hard.
Said you should have already thrown in the towel.
run into a jack. Make you think I would chase you. You gon' make me hate you, new. I don't wanna date you, new. I just use you for what you're good for. Really a free play, new. I already don't trust you. You're trying to make me love you. You know that you would level up if I would cuff you. I never liked you in the first.
From Off the Cuff Radio, coming at y'all with a special Saturday night episode sponsored by Buddy Boy Entertainment and Da Vinci Clothing. Da Vinci at THYVINCII. And the reason why I'm here on this beautiful Saturday night is because I have two lovely ladies on the line right now, making headwave in the underground, killing it in the Hollywood scene right now. And they about to really blow this summer up. So, to chop it up with us on episode number 241, we have Jordan Pauline and Bonnie in the building. Bonnie Dollars. We
hey.
Got both of them on the line.
Hey, hey guys.
Hold on now. Before we get this thing started, I got to put some respect on both of y'all name right now and give y'all a round of ovation. That's what we do here. We got to give y'all flowers. Hold on. Let's get a round of ovation.
Aww.
Right.
Woo!
East meets West. What's good with
That's
y'all,
right.
ladies? How y'all doing?
Hey,
good.
Good. How
are you? We're doing good. How are you?
You know how it is. We too blessed to be stressed over here. We honored to have y'all
mm-hmm.
on the show tonight. Chop it up about y'all latest moves. How y'all got plans to, in store for the summer, going on to 2019. What's left of it?
That's right.
Yep.
How y'all doing?
Nothing but making big moves.
Mhm. Thank you for having us. Like, for real. We're doing good. I'm doing good. I'm at my little cousin's champagne party right now. You know. That's it. Enjoying it. How are you?
Yes.
Oh, this is Jordan.
Now, this is Jordan,
speaking.
This is Jordan.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
Which one's Bonnie?
This Bonnie right here.
All right. We in the building, y'all. We got Bonnie Dollars and Jordan Pauline in the building. These ladies are killing it right now. Even though they're working in the midst of the interview, you gotta respect that.
That's right. Grind don't stop.
Of course. Never. Ever.
Yeah, we got the West Coast connection going on. The call number is 1-619-924-0703. We on the line. So tell me, ladies, I'm going to go with Bonnie first. Tell my audience about yourself. Give us a formal introduction of how you got down to the music game. And basically just, you know, give a brief description.
All right. Well, everybody, hey, I'm Bonnie Dollars, a.k.a. Rob Niggas Back. You know what
Woo!
I'm saying? I'm from South Central California. I grew up off of Crenshaw and Slauson in the heart of the street. Shout out to Nipsey Hussle, rest in peace to him. I've been rapping since 12 years old. I've been writing forever. So, you know, really I consider myself a writer because I can write anything. But everything that I do write about, as far as in my songs in particular, they are really about my life, things I've experienced, things I've been through. It's no pump faking on my end. So pretty much I'm happy to be home, you know what I'm saying? And I'm just ready to just take over female rap game right now.
You did.
Y'all heard it right there. So in building on to that, like, how do y'all looking at the West Coast scene right now? Y'all proud that of this resurge that's happening?
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, the West Coast is definitely getting back on the map. You know, we got YG, we got OT Genesis, we got J Stone, we got Kendrick, we got so many artists that's coming out that's really doing their thing. That's hot. So we just want to go ahead and add to that collection real quick for the 2019. You know what I'm saying? And moving forward.
And you know what's dope about the scene now is that it's so many layers to the West Coast scene. It reminds me of how it was in the 90s, where even though you had the gangster rappers, you had the guys like the Alcoholics, you had Cypress Hill, you had all these other groups. You had a whole different melting pot going on. And now you have Kendrick, he hitting people over the head with the knowledge. You got YG, he hitting you with the gangster. And you got you two ladies,
exactly,
y'all coming up with the sexy twist with it. So it's a
exactly
beautiful thing.
Definitely. I love the fact that West Coast, you know, we broaden our horizons and we not limiting ourselves, you know what I'm saying, to just one sound. We stepping out and, you know, we creating our own wave to where we letting everybody know, hey, you know, we can do a little bit of everything. So
what I like about what you guys is doing is y'all literally busting the game open to where y'all creating a lane for yourselves. Like, y'all not waiting for Dr. Dre or somebody like a big producer to put you on. Y'all just open up your own lane.
No. Not at all. We're getting it done.
Forever and ever, ever.
Seriously. Oh, my God. Tell me about it.
Yeah, and my thing is, you can't wait on somebody else to finance your dream. You know what I'm saying? You got to make it come true. You know, once people see you investing yourself, your market value goes up. So, you know, definitely got to put your best foot forward if you want something to happen. You want action, you know, or action. So,
especially with the way how politically structured the game could be sometimes, because when they put you on, you got to write them niggas like a whole album before they even focus on you.
What?
You still might not come out.
Yeah, they could sit you on the shelf if they want to. At that point, they own you. Like, we believe in being our own bosses and owning our own masters. Like, that's what bosses do. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Yes. Yeah, I definitely feel that, man, because y'all always push that need for entrepreneurship and independence. Like, that originated, even though it came through the South, it came through the Bay, then went to the West Coast. So we always had that coalition between y'all two, because we can relate to the same struggle. Like, we always want to own the masters, own the music.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. That was important. It's a lot of artists that did it independently that still, you know, that's popping, that didn't, you know what I'm saying, sell themselves short or whatever. Like you said, the Bay Area, E-40 is a really good example of one of those artists. Like, E-40's hot to me. I'll fuck with E-40. So, Gucci Mane, he hot. He did his shit like that as well. So, it's all about being a boss and creating more bosses. You know what I'm saying? That's the goal.
Another question I have for you ladies is, it correlates to what I was just asking about taking your career on your own path. Like, for those who are listening right now, like, what are the main challenges that they have to face when you're taking that independent route?
Jordan?
The main challenges, honestly, is, you know, a lot of people tend to look across the street and worry about what other people are doing. You just got to genuinely focus on yourself and your craft and know that you're great and just keep your head down and work, because when you look across the street, that could easily throw you off course and make you discouraged and, you know, make you want to give up, all type of stuff. Like, so I would say the biggest challenge is just stay on your shit. Don't worry about what nobody else is doing. Just do you, no matter if somebody dropped a song that's similar to yours, anything. Just do you. Keep going. Never give up. Stay prayed up. And, of course, you know, the finances. Like, money is, like,
right,
seriously a serious thing, because, like, you got to really invest in yourself to become something. You have to put every dime that you need for promotion, social media, marketing, all everything, your brand, like, you can look crazy. I mean, it's crazy as you look, you can do that and, you know, win off that. I don't know plenty of artists that's winning currently, but, you know, honestly, you just gotta, like, stay determined, stay with it, and, you know, just believe in yourself, for real. Like, the biggest challenge nowadays is for people to genuinely believe in themselves. Like, people believe in everybody but themselves. You got to believe in yourself. When nobody, everybody telling you no, et cetera, you got to look in the mirror and be like, look, yes, I know. I'm betting $100 million, all money in, RP Nipsey, on myself, literally. You really got to think that way and, you know, keep it pushing. Keep moving. Keep growing. You know, read, do your research, and don't be out here doing stupid stuff. You ain't got to be like everybody else to win. Be yourself. Period.
Right.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah, I got real talk right there, because that's the main challenge that a lot of artists seem like they're dealing with, is because they see what certain shenanigans and stunts that a lot of people are doing now. The niggas is doing some crazy stunts now to get some extra publicity. And so,
just to get eyes on them, right? Ooh.
Yes.
Terrible.
He's staging getting robbed. He's staging beat downs. I've never seen nothing like this in my life.
Right.
There we go.
You know they got
clout.
You said they do anything for clout.
Oh,
that's serious.
They're going to stage a drive-by.
Right.
Get my feels right.
Like, you got to be real with yourself. That's how you gonna win. How all the greats did it, and that's why they still winning, even dead and gone, all type of stuff. Like, that's what you gotta aim for.
That's fact right there, because when you focus on you, you gotta focus on making your brand grow.
Cause you could easily lose
the course. And you start mimicking other people, your audience is going to be confused either, because you, at the end of the day, it's about building an audience that's going to be true to you. Like, even when the white people don't buy your records, you still want to fall back on your audience that stuck with you from the beginning.
Family
campaign party right now. I'm sure everybody good.
But it's all good. But going back to the music, I want to know this: how did you two ladies end up linking up in the first place?
She my cousin.
Yeah.
So, y'all family.
Yeah, we family. We family.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's always been intertwined with music. She grew up in the music industry. So, and then it just came natural for me. So when we heard this track, we got sent this track by producer G5 from the Fanatic. Shout out to G5. We heard it and we was like on it, like, okay, this is that wave right here, that pop that you played, man, that's a hit. Anybody say that something that they hating.
I'll tell them straight up on the air, y'all niggas hating if y'all hating on this record here, because
man, what?
Y'all took it back to the booty shaking anthem that we
that's
grew
right.
Up
that's
to
that
oh,
that Uncle Luke, that New Orleans style, that New Orleans bump. You already know. You know, when we perform that song, everybody turn up to that, like, that's one of them strip club songs. You know, niggas gonna be proud to throw their money into that shit, cause this shit, it just go up and make you unravel that rubber band off that pack, make you throw them stacks in for sure.
Make that. Nah, that's some real game right there. You made that nigga cough up that child support. You know what I'm saying? Make you fly that up there. Got the child support in the band. He'd make him throw that up.
Yeah, we make it real simple. It's real clarified for him. We tell him the instructions and everything. That song come with a manual. Tell that nigga fuck that, throw a bag on it, and go hard on the dick. I mean, it's just that simple. Two-step instructions.
So you got to let the audience know, when y'all dropping the video for that?
Ooh.
That is in the works. We need for show within the next couple of weeks. Like, we're going to film, but within the next couple of weeks, we're going to film the video, and then hopefully we can get it out as soon as possible. And the video is going to be lit, so if y'all want to get to this, and y'all L.A.-based, all the bad... Can I curse on here?
Oh, go right ahead. We off the cup, baby.
All the bad bitches in LA. If you're listening to this, if you're from the Bay, anything, you want to travel down for the video, please come travel down for the video. We need all the baddest girls to, you know, look cute, look fresh, of course, sensual, of course, but still shake that ass for the video. We need all of it. We need tall, skinny, short, fat, big. Black, white,
all
yellow, green, purple. We need everything. So, just, you know, DM me or Bonnie, and, you know, we're going to get it going for sure.
Yeah, great.
Y'all got to put one thing on the bottom. Y'all got to put no filters. Y'all can't be faking your sizes on the gram. Y'all got to pull up with your actual weight and shape.
Exactly. Exactly. Matter of fact, we're going to do a little casting call for them girls. You got to be 100% confident with what you got.
And selfies don't count. Right. Your ass got to be there online. That's how you got to put it out there.
Absolutely.
And then what y'all got to do, y'all got to hit when the video come, y'all got to come with like a trailer. Like a 30-second trailer.
Oh,
like behind
with
the
that
scenes?
Box office flow.
Like fair behind enough. The scenes? Or like a little clip?
Yeah, give them like a teaser. Give him like a
teaser. Yeah, you already know. You already know. Once we shoot the video and they chop that thing up, come on, you already know it's going to be hot.
It's
gonna
be
so
lit.
Going to Jordan, I read on some of your bio that y'all, you got a lot of work going on out there. You got a lot of your music that's been placed on reality shows. And you can expand more about that.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm for sure going to be working on a couple soundtracks and I don't even know. There's so much going on. Can you repeat what you said? My mama said you're talking to me. Yes, I'm laughing at you, Mom. She's talking to me while I'm interviewing.
You're doing a good job multitasking. Let me go ahead and repeat the question.
Thank you.
Now, because I was reading on your bio that you also have a lot of your music, or I would say your DNA, out in different films and different reality shows. Like Bad Girls Club, Empire, CSI, Deloso G. Like, you've been putting in your work out there.
Yeah, it's we still going too. I just actually am working on a couple films. You know, keep it private for right now. But I just got a couple placements in that. So I'm honestly blessed to be able to, you know, put my music out in those type of platforms as an independent artist, because that's really, like, a difficult thing to do, you know? So, shout out my mama, because she's a specializes in that, too, so.
Shout out to
me, Donald,
for sure.
And I started getting my first placements when I was around 10, And then I started when I was 4 doing music altogether.
Yeah, I had to do some of my Googles because after the interview, I'm going to see on some of these shows where I could probably see what some of your music is. Because I'm like, if somebody getting their head cracked to one of your songs, I got to go ahead and put that on the gram. Okay, that's some good PR.
For real.
Like, oh, they throwing drinks to your joint.
For real.
Yeah, but these people don't realize what Bad Girls Club, they don't know nothing about that. But this was Love and Hip Hop before Love and Hip Hop.
Yeah, now they need to bring Bad Girls Club back because that right there is a classic, like, still one of my favorite reality shows. That and Flavor of Love, for sure.
Y'all need, you know, I'm going to talk to my audience. I mean, y'all need to give Flavor Flav his prop. Flavor Flav should be a billionaire right now based off him opening that door.
He really should be. Like, that man
y'all need started. Y'all need to give that man a platinum diamond clock, yo.
Mm-hmm. Bonnie, make him your love interest on Love and Hip Hop.
Wait, what?
Oh,
no. Oh, no. He is out of here.
He going to come over there and be like, yo, Bonnie, come get your clock.
Oh, hell no. I'm going to get the clock and hit his ass over the head with it and let him know what time it is.
Oh, my God.
But it's interesting that you guys, expanded into reality shows because that's where a lot of the residuals of form are getting as well. And I'm looking at, I want to send a congratulations to Bonnie because I've read that she's a part of a Love and Hip Hop. Is that correct?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Are you talking about me? Yes, that's correct for season 6. That's correct. I got me
that
on there, as well as my sister. Shout out to Apple Watch. Love you, baby.
Love you, That's right.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So
yeah,
tell us, how did you
sure
end up being picked for that?
Well, it just happened. It wasn't anything that I planned, honestly. Nothing I tried out for or went scouting out for. My sister's on there. She was on season 5, Apple Watch. I'm pretty sure you guys are familiar with her. And so, basically, I was on set with her, supporting her, and they asked me, like, hey, you know, you want to be a part of, you know, the show, and I'm just, shit, I'm all money in, so, shit, I wasn't going to turn that down, you know, except for my collar, so I went ahead and went for it, so, it ain't nothing but God, you know what I'm saying, everything just been happening just naturally, and that's what I really appreciate, is no force involved with all the moves that I've been making. And that me and Jordan have been making it since they're coming together effortlessly. So I'm definitely appreciative of that.
Of course.
It's about taking advantage of the opportunities that are present. Oh, yeah. It's very rare.
Yes. Why would I turn that down? You know, like, come on.
Shoot, they paying like 35 to 40K an episode. I'm like, you
yeah,
don't want
I'm
it, I'll jump
I'm
up there for you. I need to
that part.
Advertise.
I'm a businesswoman, period. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to get my coins. Gotta get my coins.
That's right. Tune on VH1. So when is this episode? When are you going to start shooting them? So that way we can know when to tune in.
Well, we've already been filming. They'll be premiering, I believe, in July for the show.
Okay.
With the date that of the first episode, like when the season will start. So they haven't gave us an exact date yet, but I know in July it's premiering. So just stay tuned for that.
You heard it first, everyone. Before you sneak peek, I'm gonna break that trailer. Because you know we both following each other officially on Instagram. So when y'all break that trailer, y'all better hit follow.
We're gonna put y'all better hit
on
follow.
Bonnie, make sure she get, better get that bag on this one.
What? You already know I'm coming.
Around.
But yeah, but we also gotta, you know, expand on the importance behind branching out, because you know how the way the game is changing in terms of, you know, how to get royalties from music through the streaming and due to all these changes with stores carrying less music, it's like you gotta branch out a little bit more.
Right.
And I also like you guys to expand on the importance behind branching out, because sometimes music just doesn't cut it.
No. People are paying now for your personality, who you are. Are you real? Can you convince them that you're real, even if you're not? People are not necessarily paying for the music. People are paying for you. You're selling yourself. That's just what it is now.
This is what I'm
thinking
when they come out.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're basically giving a package.
What you say?
Yeah, you're basically selling a package. It ain't because the music is pretty much today is more like 1/3 of the package now.
Exactly. You gotta be a hustler. You got to be interesting. You got to be an influencer. You got to have people that want to follow you. Like, why should I follow you? There's millions and millions of accounts on Instagram. Why should I follow you? Okay, you could be talking about shaking ass, selling dope, shooting niggas, whatever. But why should I follow you and listen to your music that's talking about what everybody else is talking about?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's where branding comes in at. That's where branding comes in at. And with me and Jordan, we lead off our talent. Like, we really are good at what we do, and we write all of our own music. You know what I'm saying? And there's a lot of people that don't do that. So therefore, we write our music. Therefore, we being ourselves. And it comes out when we performing and all that. We connect. It's just an amazing energy that we have. You should come to one of our shows, or maybe whenever we are, wherever you are. Then we could, you know, you could come tap in, because definitely it's a good thing to be a part of. Like, you would know what we're talking about, like, if you see us perform.
And I'm glad you guys chopped up on that, because, you know, we in a weirdo era where, you know, everybody goes writing their stuff now. And especially the female demographic, it's like everybody proud to have a writer.
Yeah, it's like not even. Yeah, I mean, and I mean, writers need jobs too. I'm not hating on nobody that don't write their own music, because like I said, if you a business person, you a hustler, and you can sell a record that you ain't wrote, then by all means, get the bag. You know what I'm saying? And writers, you know, like myself, like I'm a writer, Jordan's a writer, as well as an artist, and we got to get a bag too. So you know what I'm saying? I mean, it is what it is.
A big bag.
But at the end of the day, people are not, like I said, leading with their talent. You know what I'm saying? People are more so influencers. That's why you see people doing weirdo shit on Instagram and stuff like that, just to get people to watch them. I mean, that's what it's about. But we are doing things differently. We're doing things the old school way. We're very organic, authentic, and we just leading with our talent. Like, if you can't deny it. That's why I said anybody hate on pop, that they're a hate. Like, period. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a hit. Like,
yeah.
I can't explain it. And the video is going to be so crazy and so dope. Like, oh my God. Wait till you see this video, man. We just put together the treatment. Dude, it's stupid dumb link. Like, for sure you got to have us back on your station once we get ready to drop the video. We got to talk about that video.
Oh, yo. And what inspires you guys creative-wise, like, in terms of musical inspiration or video directing, directors, like, whatever creative, who creatively inspires you guys?
Jordan?
What's the question?
He said, who creatively inspired you to do music?
Oh, honestly, Oh, that's so hard. I love Minnie Riperton. Like, that's all I listen to. Like, I'm feeling stressed or, like, you know, I listen to her. And Prince, Janet Jackson, Aaliyah. Oh, my God, Aaliyah. Aaliyah. I love her. Who else do I say? I don't know. I like to listen to, like, I feel like listening to old school music is like a cleanse of the brain from all the BS now. So, like, I like to listen to that when I'm having, like, a creative block or anything, and that just helps me push through and, like, help me find my thoughts again, literally. That's the hack right there. That's literally the life hack for any musician. Go back and listen to music.
That's a great point you brought up, because even as content creators and people that do shows and musicians like you guys, sometimes we hit that creative block. Like, sometimes we have our day where we don't even know what the fuck to talk about on the show. You know what I'm saying? We just hit that creative block. But sometimes when you revisit the classics, or when you revisit where music was made from the soul, that's where you get your inspiration again. Like, okay, I want to get up and prove my point. I want to get up and prove how good I am, how great I am.
Right, like, oh, yeah, that's why I started loving music. Oh, yeah, I remember.
For real.
A lot of stuff, if you listen to 2019 stuff, it's going to be very hard for you to even probably get out of bed. These niggas can't move you.
No, seriously. They can't. It's like you listen back.
That's funny.
So it's also good that you guys have built a brand to where you don't really have to fold to that pressure. Because that's where a lot of pressure also happens, where you see a lot of shenanigans doing the numbers, and sometimes people in your circle or even the label, they'll be like, well, you got to act like this. Do something even more. Do something even more crazy. Get your fans up.
Yeah.
And a lot of people just fold to that pressure, and the result, they sabotage themselves. How do you ladies, you know, maintain that, to be solid? Because, you know, it's hella pressure. It's hella pressure to pretty much, quote unquote, sell out.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I think you was breaking up a little bit. Yeah,
I
think you
was
breaking up a little
bit. Yeah, that's what I was saying.
I
couldn't hear you at all. It was like going in and out.
Hold on, I'm going to say this. Blog Talk, don't start tripping. I got two lovely ladies on the line. I'm going to pay y'all next week.
Ooh!
At Blog Talk, that's what we running at.
They waiting for the bill, huh? You didn't...
I'm running that pay. I'm running that pay. But really, though, what I was asking y'all was... There's a lot of pressure in this business. It's a lot of pressure to act like the next person, be like the next person, do ridiculous stunts like the next person. Like, how do you guys maintain to not fall to that pressure?
Well, me, I've never been the type that could be peer pressured, so I'm not worried about it, because I've always been the leader in everything I've ever done in my whole entire life. I mean, that's just me. You know what I'm saying? So I don't care what situation I'm in. I don't bend. I don't fold. You feel me? So
right.
Yeah.
I was designed to manifest through pressure. You know, diamonds is made through pressure, right? So I mean, I can handle it. It's easy breezy.
For real.
So it basically goes within the family genes. Like, y'all don't fold
under
pressure.
Oh, no, not at all. Not at all.
I may eat a little more, but then I...
It's like you got to put up with more, but at the same time, you know, there's an old saying, pressure creates diamonds.
Yeah.
That's the
exactly.
work y'all got putting out.
Exactly. And everything just gotta, you always gotta reverse back to music. I mean, because at the end of the day, we're human beings. We're going to go through everyday life situations. You know, we're not exempt from the bullshit. Even people that've made it millions of dollars, they're not exempt from the bullshit. They, you know, niggas die every day, get sick every day, get their heart broke every day. But at the end of the day, when you focus, is this really your dream? Like, you always going to revert back to your dream, period. You always going to revert back to your dream. And with that being said, what we do is we revert back to our dream. We put all of our emotions, our feelings, our situations, our examples, our lessons, our blessings, we go and revert it back to our music. That's what you have to do. And that's what makes our song so powerful and so meaningful, because you can tell, damn, she really felt that. When she got in that booth, she really felt that. You know what I'm saying? This is something that other people can relate to. You got to make music that people can relate to, and that's what makes music so great. You know what I'm saying? When it's music you can actually relate to. That's why I was telling you about people that keep it real, that really write about some true selves and that's being themselves, and it's music. It comes out as that. You can tell when you watch a video, like, nigga, you ain't shot shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Right.
You ain't shot shit. You can tell you watching the female. You ain't never got no money out of it. You ain't never did. You ain't. Come on, like, you can just see through the bullshit.
Absolutely.
For real.
One thing about hip hop fans is that they can smell the phony on you within a quarter of a mile away.
Oh yeah.
You can only fake the you can fake the front for so long. And the minute that you find out that you're not certified as you portray yourself, it's pretty much a dub, because at the end of the day.
Oh yeah, for hip hop.
Music.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I mean, it's not as brutal as it was. Like it was back in the day, because the minute people find out that you ain't what you say, well, it was a dub. Like, you was Vanilla Ice Hammer status out
there. And you get me
okay. Hey, guys. Hi, guys. It's me, Jordan. I gotta hop off. I'm sorry.
Okay, Jordan.
I got my cousin leaving for prom right now.
You.
And I want to. Oh, thank you for having us again. Like, this. Oh, my.
Honored to be on your station, and thank you for having me and Bonnie. Like, thank you for playing our song. We're so excited.
Oh, no doubt, love. I mean, it's an honor for y'all to chop it up with us on this Saturday night. I know you're taking care of four or five things. Y'all got to get those platinum plaques on y'all wall so you can get those Titanic money.
Of course.
I get it.
It's time.
So,
thank you so much.
Now, before you leave, you have any shout-outs you want to give out?
I would like to shout out my mom. I'd like to shout out all of my supporters on social media, and, you know, the people that's taking chances on me and talking with me, even, like, you know, just, like, believing in me. And, yeah, God, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Woo-hoo. That's it.
No
shout
doubt.
Out to
thank you. I hope I'm gonna try to apply for Love and Hip Hop. I need my 30 stack right now. Trump is killing niggas out here in the South, so we need to get this, man.
Amanda.
Alrighty, guys, I'll talk to you guys later.
All right, bye, Jordan.
Goodbye.
Yes, indeed. That was the lovely Jordan Pauly. She's, if y'all ain't getting the album, you ain't getting the stuff, you're missing out. But we still got the lovely Bonnie Dollars on the line right here with us. She's chopping it up with us. I'm rolling solo tonight because it's a special episode. We usually do Friday nights, but I had to show these ladies some love because they putting it down. They got about thousands and thousands of followers, and I'd be a fool not to jump on that wave. I got a clout chase a little bit myself.
You're so silly. You're so silly. And no, I respect that, and I really appreciate you for having those shout-outs off the cuff radio. But I'm still tapped in. I'm ready. Whatever you got to ask me, ask me.
Yeah,
I'm
no
ready.
Doubt,
I'm sitting here.
No,
Yeah, I'm planting like a seed. You know what I'm saying?
The game is still going, man. I mean, she threw her touchdown, and now she, you know, she's leaving the game. So, you know, we still in it.
Yeah, we still in it. Man, I'm ready to offer anything.
So tell me, love, how you come up with the name Bonnie Dollars?
Oh my gosh! If I tell you, I got to kill you. No, I'm just playing. Oh my gosh! Okay, Bonnie Dollars. I've been calling myself that for years. And I'm not even old, but since a teenager, just because of the type of lifestyle I was living, it just fit my personality. Everybody knows Bonnie about the Bonnie and Clyde. You know, Bonnie, it was always, they was robbing banks, they was hitting them legs, you know what I'm saying? They was getting their shmoney, you know what I'm saying? She was running shit. She was gangsta, but she still was sexy, had that sex appeal still. She still was a lady. That's me. All about loyalty. That's me. I'm loyal. You know what I'm saying? Then, of course, you put the dollars out there, and that's self-explanatory. I'm all about my dough. And that's how I came up with Bonnie Dollars.
You know what's crazy is that's a unique way of breaking down your name because, you know, we, like I said, I hate to keep going there, but, you know, we just live in a weirdo-ass stage, right? You know, people just come with the weirdest names, and they don't really set a chord to you. But see,
right.
The way you break it down is fresh to me because sometimes we have interviews and they give us artist names and we like, okay, we gonna go by this. This is how we gonna flow.
Right. Yeah, I totally understand. That's why I just believe in being myself. I don't sugarcoat. I just don't.
Yes, yeah, man. Like you got names like Lil Head Cold, Lil Snot Rag. Young Snot Rag, like, what the fuck?
You so silly. Yeah, they don't be making no sense. They, I don't know what's it to these people. I don't know who raised these people. Who raised them? I don't know.
So what
it's
it
got
is,
a lot
I
to do
think
with
it's
that.
Also, it's also a case of where we live it in the, we live in the age where, you know, the internet raises the babies, and
true.
Because anybody that, you know, that was raised off the music, they know their mom and pop ain't going to let them out there with a name called Little Snot Rag. It's just
exactly.
Some stupid shit that they come up there and with their friends, they're like, oh, that sounds cool. Well, what are they put that out?
Right. Yeah, no, nobody got that. Let's look that up and make sure.
Yeah, Little imagine somebody coming out from Crenshaw go by the name Little Stomachache. That ain't going to even fly. You might get beat up just for thinking of a name like that.
Yes, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. You'll never hear it come out. Not off of no Flossman Crenshaw. You'll never hear it.
Not at all.
Terrible.
And going back to Crenshaw, man, I mean, you know, we all still mourning the loss of Nipsey Hussle. That was a big loss to the culture. How's
yes.
the feeling going on out there?
I mean, energy has definitely shifted. He was definitely a young black king, a leader, an activist, a real one, a gangster. You know, he just was real all across the board in every way. He touched a lot of us. But his spirit is definitely still here. The whole unity thing, the Bloods and Crips unity that he was pushing forward to have into effect. A lot of people are still holding strong to that. And so I really, really respect that a lot. Like, I mean, you know, there's some people that's just not on board. But at the end of the day, the fact that he was able to make the change that he did make gang-related is awesome. I love it. I'm very happy with it and satisfied with that. And like I said, he still lives in us. People that grew up in that area and knew him personally, he still lives with us.
Yes, because you know what made Nip so great was we're not gonna really use the Tupac comparisons because it's two different worlds and two different artists. But
exactly.
He was definitely an inspiration. And the gems that he used to break into his music, it was rarely heard because you have artists that come in that come across a little bit too preachy. Like, you know how some of them, they kick force knowledge. Nip used to incorporate a lot of that in his music. Like, he just sprinkled it throughout, and it sounded good.
Exactly. All game. All jewels. He dropped all jewels. He dropped all jewels, and it was relatable, and like I said, it was authentic, it was genuine, and he really lived the life that he talked about. Never once would I say he misled any of us through his songs or sold himself short, you know what I'm saying? So I definitely commend him and respect him for that. He'll always be the most high, one of my highly favorite out of all the rap artists, for sure.
And I'm seeing a positive change in the shift of the culture, slowly but surely. I think that was kind of like a wake-up call that enough of the violence, enough of the madness, and it's time to really unify and get this money. But that's what he was pushing for.
Exactly. I mean, what's it to it? Like, I don't understand why anybody would be focused on anything else but a bag anyway. Everything else is irrelevant, you know, because you can't eat off of anything else but money. So that's what I'm saying. People, you know, just to elaborate on what Jordan Pauline was saying about people looking across the street, mind your business. That's what I was taught. Mind your business. Okay? Mind your own, you live alone. That's what you got to do. I mean, just, it's just nothing. Right now, you got to water your grass. Like, if it ain't about money. And I'm not just saying, like, I worship money or anything. I'm not saying that. But at the end of the day, if it don't pay your bills, then why pay any attention to it?
And you also, and you know, we also not trying to sound mean-spirited sometimes, but some niggas.
No.
Like, if they come to a stage where you hear them and they're not really cutting it like that, it's like, okay. You got to find something else for you to do. You could be the weed carrier. You could be the Uber driver.
That part.
You could be, you could paint a house. Like, you know, just leave our shit alone. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Everybody not a rapper. Like, I don't know why everybody think they a rapper. Everybody think they a rapper now. It's ridiculous.
Now, I could tell you've been an observer of the game. You've been writing for a long time. You started at a young age.
Right.
And you was able to see how hip-hop grew, how it either grew, then it became stale, then it grew again. You saw, like, many different shifts and cycles.
Phases of it. Oh, yeah.
At one moment, where did you start seeing the change? You start seeing a decrease in terms of creative value and people just coming in with bullshit.
People just coming in with bullshit. Funny. Whew. I would say, shit. I don't want to offend nobody, but I say after Drake. Drake was like right at that moment, like right after him, it was just like, what the hell?
Yeah.
The hell is going on here?
And most importantly, it's usually not people that starts the trend. It's the people that follow the trends.
Uh-huh.
Just like, for example, you have a guy like Soulja Boy, you have a guy like Drake, and you have all these guys. They blow up. It's the way when the industry wants to follow that same formula. That's where it becomes cheapened.
Correct, because there's no authenticity in these people.
Exactly. And I'm pretty sure right now with Cardi B hot, you probably have a label head, and he'll come up to you. He'll be like, Hey, Bonnie, you need to go ahead and make a record like Cardi B. That'll get your clout up. And it usually be corny guys.
Yeah.
Corny guys that never been into the streets. Corny guys that don't understand the culture. But they have a position. And they're going to be like, well, you need to make a record like Bieber. Or you need to make a record like Cardi. Get your clout up. And you know how you do with somebody corny when they're you do it with somebody corny when they're using updated slang, so to speak.
Right. You're trying too hard.
Yes. Now, you being from Crenshaw, you would like kick rocks, nigga.
Man, listen. It's two things I'm going to say about to that. First of all, I'm going to only make music that I believe in, period.
Mm-hmm.
Like I told you, I'm a writer, so I can write all types of music. It just depends on what's going on at that time. But I make music that I'm going to listen to. I ain't going to make no shit for the next person that I ain't going to listen to. Not with my voice on it. You know what I'm saying? And that's negative. But I'm also, like I said earlier, a businesswoman. So if it's about a bag, okay, I will make the executive decision to, you know, make something happen real quick, just bust a quick little move like that.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Now, do you listen to any other genres of music?
Yeah, you know what? I'm into all types of music. I'm into techno. I'm into pop. Gospel. I just love music, period. I just love music,
right.
Period. Especially neo soul. I love Erykah Badu. I just love music. Lauryn Hill, Angie Stone, all of that. All that good music. Luther, Otis. Music is really, 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 it's a medicine for me. Like, literally. I could be going through something and put on that perfect song, and it helps me get through it all. Like, when I was locked up, like, that's what I did most of my time, was listen to music and write and read. That's what I did. That's how I got through. That's how I got through my time. So...
music is the perfect medicine to get through the pain.
It is. To get through anything. Whether it's a good or a bad vibe.
And people, especially in hip-hop, they like to connect people that they feel is real to them.
Mm-hmm.
And judge by what you put out, that's how you got that divine connection. That's why you're able to connect with your fans, with your music. And leading on to this question here, I want people to find out the importance behind connecting to your fan base and, you know, making sure they're satisfied. Because you don't want to make your fans pissed off at you. You piss your fan off. That's your bread and butter right there. So what was your technique into gaining a support system?
You know what? I didn't really have a technique.
Mm-hmm.
The type of person I am, I don't mind conquering one fan at a time. I'm not looking to stand on my head to woo people. If you're going to fuck with me, you're going to fuck with me. And then it's going to be genuine. And then you're going to fuck with me the long way because you fuck with me for me. You see what I'm saying? Not because I wooed
right.
you. And I take that approach with everything that I do in life. So, with that being said, I can go perform somewhere, and it could be one person, and I'm going to give them a show like it's 100. And because of that humbleness and that confidence that I carry, and that respect that I demand when I am somewhere, they love it. It's just the energy that I give off, and it makes people want to be a part of it. That's how I conquer my fans. I want to conquer them by inspiration. Bless you.
And believe it or not, that will inspire other artists, because if an artist performs, and he probably sees about two people in the audience, one of them being
mm-hmm.
his mom, he gonna probably be like, man, fuck this shit, man, this ain't gonna work. But you never know how that one fan, he can go out there and tell his city, man, this person,
exactly.
man, Bonnie rocked the house. So then
exactly.
next thing you know, you show up to a show, 10,000 people might show.
Exactly. And he didn't put the he didn't record it. He put the footage on his Instagram. Now other people tapping into you, or he could have just knew the right people, or just whatever. I'm telling you, or he probably couldn't know nobody, and just he's just supportive of you. And one day you going through something on the, you know, and you want to give up, and he come post your shit and tag you in it, and it just reminds you like, oh yeah, you know what I'm saying. That's why I say I ain't greedy. It's gonna get there. Step by step, I'm gonna make it. Like I'm too determined. I'm too focused not to. It's impossible. Like they say, nothing's impossible. It's impossible for me not to make it. The way my mindset is, it's not gonna happen. I'm too determined.
Call number is 1-619-924-0703. We are Off the Cuff Radio, episode 242. Got the lovely Bonnie Dollars in the building.
Yep.
We taking donations. We taking food stamps. We taking St. Ives. We taking all this shit.
All of it.
All of it. I'm trying to take it all before the 16th because they taxing like crazy. So whatever you have, hit me up at kingeric276@gmail.com. Send me whatever. We getting bent on this Saturday night here.
That's right. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal.
That's the way. Now, you know, we talked about changes in the game, though. Like, what is it that you miss the most about the Common Era that you grew up listening to? Like, it could be, like, artists putting their passion into the music more. It could be being a fan and actually buying physical copies of a CD. Like, what do you miss the most about
that
era?
That's that right there, footwork. I miss footwork. I miss going outside of a popping-ass club and you got 10 flies all over your car. And niggas lined up trying to hand you they CDs and DVDs, all that shit. I miss the footwork of the music business. That's what I miss. What I respect.
And people don't understand that grind. Like, you even had to hit the block, rain, sleet, or snow.
Mm-hmm.
Selling CDs out your book bag or the trunk of your car.
Yeah. All that. Donations, all that.
And not to mention,
that's what I miss.
Stage presence. Because I feel that, with the exception of probably about a good 3-4%, a lot of artists don't have stage presence anymore. And that comes with the fact that a lot of them are YouTube sensations or Instagram sensations. So
exactly.
When they get on the bigger stage, these niggas don't know how. They move like stiff
bricks. They just, yeah, they jumping up and down, barely saying their song. Oh, yeah, I've been paying attention to it. Don't know how to hold the mic.
And the worst part is when they bring the entourage on stage, be 40 niggas on stage with smoke and loud. You can't barely understand what these dudes is talking about.
Right.
And you like, well, what you getting, a show or a crew love? You know what I'm saying? You don't know what you getting.
Yeah, you don't know what's about to pop off either. Like, what the hell did I get myself into?
Like, damn it. And you like, damn, this dude is, he got more entourage than the president. What the fuck?
You know how people are. They be wanting to feel like they rolling deep. You know how it go.
And they can't. And then fans want to get access to them, and you gotta fight the big ass football player bodyguards just to say what's up to them. You're like, wow.
Yeah, no, I'm not with that. I'm not with that. No, I'm too humble. I'm not with that.
But you care to then. To talk about the importance behind having a strong stage presence and being able to rock that crowd, because that's definitely what's missing with a lot of artists.
Definitely. You know what? you have to gravitate to your fans and to the crowd. You have to have crowd control. That's so important. They got to feel you when you're on stage. It's all about energy. That's what it's all about. Like, they got to feel you. They got to hear those words. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, you're selling yourself. You're making these people a believer. You're an influencer. You know what I'm saying? And you got to give these people their money where people be paying money to go see you to perform. You don't give them a shitty show where they just played the song. You going to stand up there with your pants to your ankles and just walk back and forth? No. I'll really be performing. I'll be sweating my ass off when I'm on stage. Performing, dancing, popping, jumping, all that. And still holding that mic to my mouth. Like, brrr, you going to hear everything I'm saying. Hey, I'm serious. I still do it. I still do it that way. Still call people up on stage, like whoever want to be a part of it, you know? I swear, like, I've performed at places that was so, like, it was a lot of people, but it was whack. Like, it was just turned down. The music was cool and all that, but it just the energy, like I said, it just was like, people don't know how to have in. Look at that bitch. Look at that nigga. Oh, he's thinking. Just sitting around talking about it.
And I kind of miss that. You know, that's one thing I could say that I miss about hip-hop, or just the music game in general, is, you know, because I'm a real observer when it comes to stage presence. Like, I love going to concerts. I love seeing how people will rock a house, seeing that crowd energy. You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
And seeing that crowd energy, like, one of my all-time favorite show would be the Up in Smoke tour from 2000 with Dr. Dre, Eminem, Snoop, and all them. Because you see the crowd energy. These guys knew how to rock it. You make you feel like your ass just wanted to take a plane trip to the West Coast to go over there. That's the feeling
exactly.
I like.
Exactly. Right.
And
you're right.
It kind of shifted somewhere to where the smartphone era, it's like everybody wants to be seen. Everybody just want to be seen like they're having a good time. That kills the flow, you know?
That's all people focus on, yeah, exactly. They just want to capture that video. That's just
or
he
wants
to
Snapchat
it, I'm
like that. Because that's what I really miss. I miss the people that live in the moment. And when people live in the moment, you feel that ecstatic from the crowd. And it gives you goosebumps, even when you're a part of it.
Yeah. You're right. You are so right.
So what could we expect from a Bonnie Dollar show? Like, if I'm buying my ticket.
If you're buying a ticket for a Bonnie Dollar show, you can expect to see the real me. Live in the flesh, raw and uncut, you know what I'm saying? Pretty and good at the same time. You're gonna get the real me. All, like I said, all authentic, 100%. I'm gonna turn it up. You're gonna enjoy yourself. You're gonna be ready to come to the next one. For sure.
Definitely. Matter of fact, after the show, I'm going to go on Eventbrite right now. Let's see if I can go in.
So silly.
You know what I mean? Because, you know, you got to support the real. You know, it's like, once you get that support system, everything is just going to fall in place like dominoes.
Exactly. Like I said, one fan at a time. I don't mind taking my time. You know what I'm saying? But definitely, I can't wait to hit. I swear, this is like shooting craps. Like, this shit is like shooting craps, my nigga. I'm serious. Like, I'm sorry. I can't help it. Like, I get dressed. I wear heels, all that. But I'm really like, I'm really me. Like, I can't sit here and pretend to be nobody else. to be on the radio station, nothing. Like, I'm just me. Like, this shit, like, really shooting dice. Every time I do a show, every time I put out a song, put out a post, I'm hoping I hit. You feel me? I'm hoping that the right person hear my shit or whatever. I'm hoping, like, this is it right here. This is it. Like, I have to go hard. I have to give I have to give it my all. I refuse to shortstop myself. Why would I stand in the way of myself? That don't even make no sense. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people, that's what they do. They stand in the way of themselves. I refuse to do that. I'm too sharp. I'm too up on game to do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, every time I do a show, like I said, every time I do a song, I'm giving it my all. I'm giving it my best. Every time I'm hoping I hit a 7. 7-11 every time. You know what I'm saying? Even backdoor little dough. Didn't Ice Cube say that on that song? You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to hit every time. I'm trying to hit, man. And when I do hit, it's going up there. Y'all gonna love me. I swear I ain't gonna get y'all. I am not gonna shortchange y'all. I promise you. Like, it's gonna be worth it. Every dollar, every stream, every ticket y'all buy, every shirt, merchandise, whatever, every like y'all hit, I'm going to give you y'all money's worth. Like, my fire is super lit. I just can't wait. Like, I'm excited. I'm getting geeked up. I feel like I just got on the interview over again. I'm so excited.
You're on the phone right there. Are you ready to jump on the stage today?
I'm ready. I swear. I'll stay ready. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I mean, I can, like, answer the question. Like, I don't mind. Like, answer the questions like A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Like, okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you know, but...
Now, this is the beautiful part about our show here. This is the beautiful part about our show right here is it's not no standard interview style, cut and paste type question. Like, we let people be themselves. We build it. It's like a cypher. It's like a barbershop. It's like a, you know, for you ladies, a hair salon. Like, we cut jokes, we crack on niggas, we snap on people, we do what we do.
Exactly. Therapy.
And when people say interview, we don't want people to get that notion of what an interview means, because when people mean interview, you're thinking sitting at a desk, having some cornball ask you questions, cutting, you know, the cliche, cutting paste questions. Nah, we don't even have a script when we operate.
Right.
That's why hit off the cuff radio. We don't have no scripts. We just get bullet points.
Right. That part.
Everything is off the head. Because, you know, that's what it's all about. Representing raw and uncut, hungry young artists. Because that's how we are coming up here.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And now... In terms of doing back to your music, now, do you have, like, a mixtape or an album that's coming out that we could be on lookout for?
I'm currently putting together an EP. I've never dropped a mixtape or album before, but I'm working on it. I'm kind of leaning towards the title Strawberries and Hennessy. Yeah, Strawberries and Hennessy. I'm definitely leaning towards that title for my first EP, but most likely it'll be for this summer, though. Right now, we just more so working on a tour that I got going on. I'm gonna be hitting up some, like, New York, Miami, Atlanta, Arizona, Vegas, Baltimore, Texas, Louisiana. So right now, we putting together this tour. It's going to be so crazy, like, for the summer. It's gonna be super lit.
So who's gonna be a part of this tour?
Well, as of now, my marketing team and my branding team, they're still reaching out to the local artists of those different areas that we're gonna be in. So we're still not sure. We haven't finalized those artist names yet. But trust me, I'm going to be handpicking these people because, you know, I don't do that fake shit. I want my show to be lit from the ground up. You know how you go to a show, you be like, damn, what is the main art? be ready for the main artist. Like, damn, no, we ain't doing none of that. We, like I said, we're going to give everybody their money's worth. For sure.
Yeah, especially when you like that, man. When the main artist coming, because we tired of these
acts
here.
Exactly. He'd be complaining, they feet hurt, they tired. You know, when you get a good show, you ain't worried about none of that. When you enjoying yourself, you ain't worried about none of that. You would dance to your heels is sore. You know what I'm saying? When you having a good show and you enjoying yourself.
And not to mention, when the DJ, he noticed the crowd getting a little aggravated, he gonna go out, okay, I'm about to go in and play some more 90s tunes to, you know, to loosen these niggas
every
up.
Every time.
Like, nah, we
every
ain't trying
time.
To hear all that. They be like, man, we ain't trying to hear all that. We ain't trying to hear all that. You got to bring the artists out there now.
That's funny. Yeah, they'll get away with it, like one or two songs, they'll get away with it. If them acts ain't
like,
right.
Yeah, we done.
Shit.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, we done heard More Money, More Problems 10 times already, nigga. Bring them out. Bring whomever out here.
Right. More Money, More Problems. Your ass is crazy. I can't with you.
Tell you, man. That's what we do at Off the Cuff Radio. I mean, we cut up. We have jokes. We talk about the real. We shoot the real. We
That's
just
right.
deal. It's just the way it goes.
And that's the way it's supposed to be. I love it. So
yes,
happy
indeed. Now,
had us.
Yes, indeed. And there's another question I want to shoot to you. We have a few more before we check out of here because you know how these companies get. They want to rush niggas off the air. But we still here. We're going to get everything that we need. Now you being involved in hip hop is basically a male dominated business. Mm-hmm. And you being a female, which is still, even though females are opened up a lot of doors now, it's still a stigma hanging within the culture where it's still harder for a lot of females to get on because niggas want favors for favors. They want to either take advantage of women, or, oh, you ain't getting this beat unless you sleep with me. Have you ever dealt, like, you know, a lot of these type of things?
Hell no. Because I'm telling you, listen to me. I don't play them games. They play them games with people they know they can play them games with. I'll speak your ass. Like, I'm just, listen. One and done with me. You're one and done. Everybody know. And then another thing, like I said, I always leave with my talent. I don't leave with my ass, my smile. Hey, I'm dressed like that. No, nigga, I might come in there with a scarf on and some sweat. Okay. But when I start busting, you're gonna be like, damn, she dope as fuck. Damn, Bonnie Dallas is hard. Like, damn, we ain't heard no real shit like that. Like, you could tell, like, she really real. Woo woo. But they know, people just, I don't know why, but I'm so grateful. They don't play with me like that. They just know who they can play with. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
I don't have them problems. Not at all.
And, you know, I thought I'd put this out here, too. If you niggas even try it, I'm not playing none of y'all beats on the air. I'm blackballing.
Yeah. Yes, you try that weird shit, you're getting blackballed, for sure. And I'm telling my sister, because Apple watched her ass, stay fucking talking about somebody on her Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody be watching her shit.
I'm going to take one even further. We're going to tell Dr. Dre and Snoop not to mess with you.
Yeah, that too. You're dead. You're done. Don't even fucking try it, because I'm carrying
there
it.
There you go. We don't play that payola, forcing people.
Oh no!
To get.
Oh no!
No, we don't do none of that. We keep we bring an integrity back into the game.
That part, shit, nigga dropped out of school for recess, man. Get the fuck on with that shit. That shit ain't flying. That's like, not with Bonnie Dallas. No, sorry, Bob. That's why I make sure I hustle and grind and invest in myself, because can't nobody say they gave me shit, loaned me shit, nothing. Nothing. I'm not playing. I'm coming hard.
And it's just a trip out of game shape shifts, because you also deal with the fact that everybody, especially men, a lot of men in the genre, or a lot of men in general, when he starts seeing that females rap or sing, all of a sudden you get an extra request out of nowhere. I bet you when you look at your DM, hey, Bonnie, I could produce a track, and you look at this nigga page, you ain't seen no tracks.
No music. Now I do get that. People be pump faking. Oh, yeah, now that I get that. And I route they ass right to the manager. Go ahead and email bookingfordollars@gmail.com. Bye-bye. Be done.
And that's why they get kind of timid, because as soon as they know that they're dealing with a businesswoman, and they be like, oh, talk to my manager. He'll handle it. That's when they back off.
It weeds out the bullshit. I mean, if you avoiding talking to the manager, you really don't want to talk business, in my opinion. Anybody, that's
right.
Nothing while we're on air. Anybody that thinks you're going to try to talk to me or talk about music to me just to try to talk to me, that shit don't work. That shit do not work. Do not waste your time, buddy. Like, you are going to be setting yourself up for failure, because I can just see through that bullshit.
You better listen to one
of my freestyles. I'll be telling them. I'll be already telling them how I am in my music. They better listen to that shit.
Slide it to the DM and be like, yo, Ma, I got a track I want you to work on. Send it to the manager.
Mm-hmm.
And next thing you know, that nigga message goes seen for years.
Exactly. They try again like a year down the line. Some be 6 months. It's like, nigga, I go right back to that same message. That's why I don't delete them. I go right back to that same message like, oh, hell no, it's you again.
Now, you know you're going to have the ones. See, here's a new slogan that I just came up with. They're probably going to start doing. I'm going to call this one clout scamming.
Oh, my gosh.
Clout scamming meaning that what these guys would do, they'll go to a club, they'll take a random picture. Like, let's say they see Gucci Mane at the club. They'll probably get, because, you know, Gucci might take a picture with him because they nice to him and everything.
Right.
You know, they don't want to diss his fans. That nigga going to take the picture and make it more than what it is to make you believe he's somebody.
Exactly.
Then next thing you know, he hits you up on the DM like, I work with Gucci, man. I got a track where I'm working with him now. And see, the average duck, he's going to be like, or she's going to be like, oh, really? You work with Gucci? Oh, you got clout, nigga. But see, somebody bend his mind to like you, he's going to be like, okay, nigga, where the track? Where the feature? And he's going to go disappear for another year.
Exactly. That's what they do. That's what they do. You gotta tell them and say that's bullshit and break bread or fake dead, like Jesus said, and that's just what it is. You gotta come correct or don't come at all. That's why I just don't play games with people. That's why I said, if you're trying to talk to me through music, like, don't do it, because I'm not stupid.
That's the definition that you may want to use from now on. Matter of fact, I'll give you the permission to use that for a track. Clout scamming.
Clout scamming. All right, I'm going to use that. Clout scamming.
Clout scamming. And
terrible.
See, this is off the cuff. We're doing a little negotiating rate on the air. I'll probably just take 3% of the 97. We ain't greedy dudes.
3% of the 90.
3% off the top. I just take that.
I ain't mad. We gonna both eat. Thank you.
Sweet. Oh yeah, when that track hit, I'm gonna get that Love and Hip Hop spot, and I'm gonna get all that.
You gonna get all that?
We gotta eat. You know, streets gotta eat. Radio gotta eat.
Yeah, gotta pay the bills. That's right.
But
yeah,
nevertheless,
so right.
though, love, we about to wrap this thing up because we got about 5 more minutes to spare. It's been fun chopping it up with you. You and Jordan have been one of our best guests. Y'all bring great
Thank
energy.
You.
I wish y'all the best in the future. Now, do you have any shout-outs that you want to give out?
Definitely. I want to shout out my manager, Mario McDonald. I want to say shout out to Vic, who been definitely supporting me and Jordan through our journey of, you know, working our way to the top. I want to shout out my sisters, just my family, my fans, just everybody. G5, the producer I've been working with. I want to shout out Frost the Great. He's my engineer. Definitely want to shout out Off the Cuff Radio for having us. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Big up.
No problem. And I'm definitely going to keep in touch with you. So you're following me on IG, and I followed you earlier. So we're going to definitely keep in touch. We're going to put in a lot of work. We're going to continue that marathon.
Definitely got to continue the marathon. And you guys that's listening, make sure y'all follow me on Instagram and SoundCloud at Bonnie Dollaz. That's BONNIEDOLLAS. Make sure you stream that, pop that on all platforms, especially Spotify. Add us to your playlist. Bang that shit. Definitely a strip club banger.
Most definitely, y'all. And before I leave, I want to give a shout out to my co-host in spirit, T-Max with the Facts, LR the Sandman, Miss Chinchilla. I'm holding it down solo with two lovely ladies today. They killing the industry right now, and we had to go ahead and put them on to showcase their talents, their true personalities, and experience their great energy. And we're going to support y'all
right.
along the way.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So we definitely going to keep in touch. I'm signing out. This is King Eric the Great signing out. Be sure we're going to have this show up by next week on YouTube. So holler back at me next Friday night. Al Capone from Memphis is going to be in the building. So we out of here.
Nope.